We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you want to get entertained tonight, you got to get to the Parks Casino, 8 p.m. Joe Conklin's comedy night every Wednesday night at the Parks. Tonight, he's got the amazing South Philadelphian superstar, Eleanor Kerrigan, who's right here at our studio. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, how are you?
Love seeing you again.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there's a sense of loss here because you were one of the roasters at the Pete Rose Roast.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you know what happened with
Apparently,
that.
Apparently, he screwed us and a few underage girls, so... Things aren't working out.
See what I mean?
Right out of the gate.
This is unfair to ask, but could I have a line that you were going to use in the Pete Rose roast?
Yeah, when you said that, I'm like, man, I blocked them. Like, you have to. It's like a mild molestation because you can't. Is that too much? Early for that?
Not bad
Sorry.
At all.
Sorry. All right. I'm just saying, like, I was so angry, so I blocked them, but I'm trying to come up with at least one. Yeah. Because... I remember one being about... the worst bet Pete Rose ever lost was to his barber. That was that was a silly one.
That's a good one.
Then there was another one that I loved about, Pete, it's amazing that a gambling problem, like it's almost impossible that a gambling problem could ruin such a great career, like such a great career. And, of course, I'm talking about Michael Jordan.
That's how they
that
do it.
That was one of my favorite ones.
All right, Ellen, I gotta ask you. I'm watching the show. I'm dying up here.
Yes.
Right. Because I did not know, it's on HBO. It just finished
Showtime.
Its first season.
Showtime.
I keep screwing that up.
Don't. Do
I get
that.
Them mixed up. It's on Showtime. Our friend Dom Herrera is on it. I watched the last episode yesterday and went to his Facebook. And who's he hugging? Eleanor Kerrigan.
That's one of my best friends. I can't believe you didn't know it. Did you know that Dom borrowed Pete Rose's hair to do the I'm dying up here?
It looks like it. It does look like it.
That's the best
It made me
ever.
Wonder, he's single, you're single. Did you ever get together with Dom?
I did not ever
you
sleep
didn't.
With Dom. No, and Dom and I have a joke. I mean, we always joke about that because people ask all the time because we're so close.
Right.
And people are like, how did you? But immediately when I started working at the Comedy Store, he was like, oh, you're from South Philly? And then we just clicked.
But it wasn't a sexual thing.
He had the hottest girlfriend at that point.
He
so
always
I
does.
I made no sense to him.
Can you help me?
He's like,
that.
I'm not dating Caitlyn Jenner. Right
Dom
now.
Himself acknowledges he's not great looking.
No, but he's hilarious.
I mean, and that gets the girls?
Him. Yeah, he's funny. Funny gets the girls all the time.
All right, but this
you
is what
try
I want to
it.
Know. You should see my wife. I must have done
she
something
hot?
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Way out of my league.
Oh, you all know right. what? I did meet her, and she is, you're right. She's right. gorgeous. So.
With this head? How did I do that?
What?
I must have said something funny.
Money.
All right. Anyway.
Money works, too.
Well, she knows
you
well.
I forgot it was money.
Money does work. He said it, but money does work.
All right, Eleanor,
well.
This is what I want to know. In this show, I'm dying out here. It's on Showtime, and it's a real inside look. At comedy in the 70s.
Yes.
At the Comedy Store, where Eleanor was the right-hand person to the character Goldie, who's actually Mitzi there, right?
Mitzi Shore, yeah.
You worked there.
I did, and I was her personal assistant. I was by her side, like, for 6 straight years.
You were?
Yeah. She's one of my favorite people on the planet.
Did you get to decide who got who got up on the stage?
No. That
strictly
was
her.
That was gone for me. Like, she had talent coordinators. But
really?
That would give her the list, and then they would just write it down. For the most part, she always put people on the lineup.
Right.
It was very rare that somebody else, she was sick or out of town, which is very rare.
What percentage of the performers on stage, this is like the number one comedy club in L.A., it's where Dom does all his best
Dom
work.
Dom is always
right.
there.
Dom's a monster.
Constantly.
What percentage of women were women when you worked there?
Oh, it was a lot.
That
was Mitzi's favorite thing. She did what they call it in the show, The Cellar, which is kind of a shout out to the New York Comedy Club, which is an awesome club also run by a woman named Esty called the Comedy Cellar. So we have the belly room at the Comedy Store for real, which is upstairs. And Mitzi used to put all the women up there to get their confidence because downstairs they were just, getting knocked around. It wasn't as, you know, you're working down there. They were with Letterman,
right.
Robin Williams, and all these heavy hitters. So she put him in the belly.
That's what I need to know. And the thing I love about Eleanor, she's honest with me, right?
It's true.
Eleanor, in the show, the women comics sleep with everybody. And the cross-pollination between the men and the women.
So do the waitresses, by the way.
And the waitresses, too. How is that real?
Yeah.
It is real?
The people used to say, how do you turn on a comic? You could just pick up a tray. Because they love waitresses.
Really? They do. Oh, no. Dom's got like 10 of them.
I still carry my tray. I'm just saying. You just carry.
All right. So there's a lot of that goes on.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. And then, like, I know, like, my favorite thing that Mitzi used to do, Mitzi Shore, the owner of the Comedy Store, what she would do if a comic and two comics were sleeping together and then they broke up and they were fighting, she would make them follow each other for weeks.
Really?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God. It was my favorite thing. I mean, I could see them seething in the back like, oh, she's going to bring me up. Wait till I rip her apart.
You're on the road some, right?
Yeah.
When you're on the road, that's a boring lifestyle, right? You're only...
It can get boring, but you can make it interesting.
That's what I wanted to ask you. So you do a show.
Mm-hmm.
A guy comes up after, introduce himself. Good-looking guy. You're a single gal?
Yeah. We can put beer goggles on, too.
Yeah. It does happen?
Yeah, yeah, we've done that. Where you just close your eyes through it. You're like, ah.
That's a wild lifestyle, Fozzie.
Beer goggles
that's
don't just
wild.
Come in men's sizes. They come in women's, too. Yeah,
they do. All sizes.
All right.
Cute little dainty ones for women.
All right, let's give people a little preview of what you do on stage right now. Do you do any of the political stuff? There's so much of it.
It's so easy. Yeah, I don't really. I truly don't because I don't. I'm not a political person, obviously. I'm a mess. I don't really. Why? Are you? You want
me to do
some? I will.
Here's why. I'm going to tell you exactly why. And I'm offended by what's going on in this country as much as anybody.
Oh, yeah. It's a mess right now.
Fallon, Colbert, one of the other guys, come out last night, two nights ago.
Yeah.
And do no jokes. Political statements about the state of our country.
Fallon was almost crying.
And what's his name? Who was the guy? Was it Colbert?
Oh, about the...
About they
Trump.
Were almost crying about what went on in
Jimmy Fallon, yeah.
Williamsburg, which they had every right that we all reacted that way,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But does a comic, because he has a stage, they felt they had an obligation. Fallon said he had an obligation to speak, not as a comic, but as a human being, and to make a serious statement.
Yeah.
I feel like that's outside their range.
Well, for Fallon and those guys, they are on TV. They have the audience. You know what I mean? I'm on stage, you know, sometimes in front of 200 people, 1,500 people. I'm not going to change anybody's life.
Right.
People are coming to see me or coming to see a comic to get outside of that.
That's what I think. I feel the same way with that show.
But
you don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but they're not. They're more obligated. I feel like they are, the TV people.
Right.
When you come to see us, we're not on TV. Right that moment, we could say whatever we want. We can go any direction we want to take you out of it for that moment.
Right.
And that's why I don't do it. I'll throw a joke in or here or there.
But not much.
But no.
Right,
plus, I don't have any knowledge of it. I'm very just.
Hello. Who are you with here?
I'm not into it.
Wait, do you work some of your South Philadelphia background in there?
Of course.
We get
that's
some of that
all
going?
I talk about.
Do you mock at all the place where you grew up?
Absolutely.
You do?
In a loving way, right? I hold it in high regard. Like right now, I'm furious. There's a power outage. I had to leave. I couldn't even blow dry my hair.
That's a tragedy.
I look like a Muppet right now.
That's great.
Because
what are you talking about?
Messing everything up.
All right, so you don't, even now... You find negatives in your neighborhood.
No, I love my neighborhood. Like, my mom still lives in the same house we grew up in.
Nice.
You know, we grew up a mile and a half from the stadium. I still say stadium because I'm a mess. My mom was a beer girl for the Eagles and the Phillies. For years, she worked for Viacom. So, yeah, she would always be late for work. And then she'd be running into Vet Stadium, and she'd see Dick Vermeil running around, and she'd be like, oh, I'm really late. You know? She'd be like, hey, Dickie. And he would just ignore her.
Eleanor is going to be on stage tonight at the Parks. Can you hang with us for a few extra minutes?
Please. I got time.
We'll
I got a parking spot out front.
You did?
Wow.
Oh, good. Grab a seat. And
tow my sister's
and
car.
We'll,
it's not my
you
car.
Know what? When
you
people
do have
call
to pay
in,
for it eventually.
When people call in, give us your South Philly sass.
Yeah, let's do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.